All right, so somebody asked me about the word noise, and I think this came up one time before, but I didn't spend a lot of time on it. But whether it's a TV commercial, whether it's somebody playing a song and there's noise in the background, or whether it's... What you do is, anytime you look at something, you look at it from a holographic perspective. Look at all the different places the word noise applies. So you look around, like you're trying to sleep, there's noise that wakes you up. You're playing some music and there's some noise in the background that shouldn't be there. Or you're recording something, there's noise. Or you're listening to an artist that has noise, like vinyl records used to have noise, you know, it messed up the sound, you know. So anytime you have noise, whether it's bad news, whether it's people messing with you, trying when you're asleep, anytime you have noise, it takes away your comfort. It takes away your peace. And the phonics reveal it. Noise, noise, noise is no noise is no ease. And you might say, that's impossible. How can the phonics believe? Well, with God, all things are possible. This is why the decode is so important. Because when you realize, the Bible says you're hid in Christ and God. So if you're in Christ, and Bible says all things, by Him all things consist. By Jesus, all things consist. It doesn't matter if it's the angels. It doesn't matter if it's a human. It doesn't matter if it's the earth. It doesn't matter if it's the universe. It doesn't matter what it is. By Him, all things consist. Together stand. When you have a sister who stands with you, together stand. In other words, you should only marry a sister in Christ. Bible says, my sister, my spouse, my beloved, right? In the Song of Solomon. So, if you got two can take down 1,000. One can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000. A threefold cord is uneasily broken. So you got a husband and wife can take down 10,000 if they're standing together. If you got one that's fighting against the other, and you can't stand against anything because it's an enemy in your own house. If you have an enemy in your own house, you got a problem. So, hello? So let's talk about this noise. So the phonics, just because everything's in Christ, the phonics are in Christ. Who controls the languages? Jesus. Who controls the phonics? Jesus. In the book of Genesis, He said, man is trying to build the Tower of Babel. Let us go down and confuse their language. The Trinity. The Trinity was talking. And so if God confused the languages, notice when you have the Mandarin and the Mandarin Chinese, and you have all the different languages, a lot of those other languages, they stress the phonics, or the, like in the Chinese language, ni hao ma, the way they say ma, they can say it like with a loop in there, like ma or something like that. They say it with a down and then a up, you know, and different pronunciations mean something different. Ni hao ma, you know, might mean something different than ni hao ma. So the phonics, the way it's stressed, the vowels are stressed, or the different parts of the word are stressed, have a lot to do with the language, but it's still in Christ. And you might think, well, man created the language. No, he didn't. Who controls the language? Try to add, so even in the English language, I double, triple dare you. Try to add a letter to the English language. You can't do it. Who controls the language? Who controls the languages? Can't never could, and Abel is able. Cain can't, Abel is able. I knew that before as a child. I said, Cain can't. Cain never could, but Abel. Cain can't, and Abel is able. Cain killed Abel because Cain can't, and Abel is able because he was called. Cain, God doesn't want anybody to go to hell, but there is an elect. And the word elect, if you look up the definition of the word elect, predestined, you're elected. Called out of this Babylonian hellhole, 666 hellhole, Hades. You're being pulled out of Babylon. The earth plane is a separation. Just like the farmer separates the wheat from the tares, this earth plane is a machine that separates. The earth plane is a multi-dimensional process where there's separation going on, there's growth going on, it's a birthing, you're moving from one state to the next state to the next state. I'm so tired, I don't know if I'm in the spirit walk or not, but usually if I do a message and I'm in the spirit, it flows, and so I don't really know where I'm at the moment. I don't know if I'm doing this in the flesh or the spirit. That's how bad it is. That's how tired I am. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, see, this is the prayer we need to be praying right now. Lord, give me the wisdom. Give me the strength. Give me the knowledge. Give me the willpower. Give me the emotional stability and all this insanity that's around us. It's all in Him. And help me to stay focused. Lord, help us to stay focused on You. Lord, help us to not be capsized with all the drama that the devil's throwing at us. The devil's throwing a lot of drama, you know, to capsize your body ship and your mind and your will. Lord, help me have the willpower. Lord, give me the strength. And it's not in a man's way to direct his own steps. So He's guiding you and He's putting you through some. Sometimes we put ourselves through trouble we don't need to put ourselves under, but He's putting you through the refiner's fire, you know, the clay on the potter's wheel. And sometimes He has to start over and throw you down on the potter's wheel and remake you. So everything is in Him, everything's of Him, from Him, through Him, and to Him. So the phonics apply, the words, the cognates, the definitions, it all applies because it's logical, and the word logical is logos. The logos. And so the lost man's fighting against God. The lost man's fighting against God. And they're illogical. You have to use logic. If the devil can get you out of logic and thinking in peace, he wins. So the noise of the system, the news, the media, just not being able to sit by yourself. You ought to be able to sit in a corner, just sit in a chair for 2 hours and have no problem with that. I've done it for 10 years. Pretty much always in that state of mind now. And when you step into that state, you don't want any noise. So, noise is no ease to take away your ease. Your comfort, take away your peace, take away your. Also, in the word noise is no, right? So this is kind of complex. This is kind of hard to see, but when you know something, you know that you know that you know. That's like spiritual. So inside, so whether it's a spiritual gift, you can actually. Either try to do your gift in the energy of the flesh or the spirit. But everywhere you look, you're going to see the flesh versus the spirit. So the word know in the phonics is K-N-O-W. That's spirit. We know all things in Christ, the Bible says. But the word, and God is a yes God. Yes. And you should be a yes. Can we get this done? Yes. We do it by faith. But notice the word know, because when you know something, it's easy. But also inside that word is the word N-O. So you always have the flesh versus the spirit in all words. Ease. So a certain kind of noise allows you to know ease. Another kind of noise gives you no ease, takes away your peace. So when you're worshiping God, that kind of noise, because you know God, gives you peace. So everything that you look at, everything that you think, everything that you see down here, you have the flesh versus the spirit because of what happened at the cross. Jesus became sin for us, took on our sin. So there would be your flesh. But he rose again, which is the spirit, and sent back the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you got the flesh versus the spirit in everything. So when you look at a word, any word, like the word know, and then you break it into parts, like the word know, K-N-O-W. K is the letter K is worship. And so when you get into worship, you're in the now. Everything is the now anyway in Christ, because God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is outside of time. And so everything's the now. And when you know this, you step outside of time, and the only thing left is worship. You're either going to get depressed and say, if everything is the now, why am I even down here? And so you're either going to go in two directions. You're either going to worship God or you're going to get depressed. That's different than the midlife crisis. The midlife crisis is like, is that a person going through a midlife crisis to say, is this all it is? I'm just doing the same thing over and over and over. And they go buy them a brand new sports car. They chase some young woman, or they start partying and drinking. I've seen them do it. And then that becomes vanity. Solomon said that. He said, vanity of vanity. So what's the end? What's the conclusion of the matter? To know God and keep his commandments. What are his commandments? To believe on his son who he has sent. To love your neighbors yourself, you know. So why are we here? We're here for worship. We're here to serve. Because service is worship. That's why it's called a worship service. But going to church is just going to a church and say, I'm going to worship God. No, you're not. Worship God is taking up your cross, serving one another. And not everybody's on the same level you're on. And it takes it's a process. But see, when you step into this, knowing, you know that everybody's in the same, going on the same path. Some just take a little bit longer to get there. But if you went up, if you're ahead of somebody else on the path, just be patient with them. Now, the ones who are antichrist, they're on the same path, but it's antichrist. It's still the Christ path, but it's the anti. This is why you have the New Age people getting a lot of insight, but it's without Jesus. But it's everything's from Jesus. So they're just their own worst enemy. They end up worshiping the creation or worshiping themselves. Because you're either going to worship Jesus, God. Jesus is God. Jesus is the image of the Godhead bodily. So you're either going to worship God or you're going to worship yourself or the creation or something in the natural realm. And notice all the cults and the isms, they always worship something. They always have something they got to worship, right? Because it's built into man. And then they'll try to indoctrinate you into their little path, whatever their path is. And you say, well, my path is just walking with God, faith in God. That's my path. And they try to take you out of your path. Jezebel, Delilah, they always try to take you out of your path. I'm worshiping God. I'm focused on God. And everything on YouTube, Instagram, pretty much most of us just to try to take you out of your path into their path or some other path. And the more you step out of the flesh mind, the more you step into the spirit mind. If you're saved, you die daily. And then you start to get the mind of Christ more and more, and then you start to know all things. Then you start to see every day's the same. Then you start to see the words, the phonics, everything's in Christ. And you start to see that there's nothing new under the sun, that it's all, and the only thing, only conclusion you come to is it's a worship service. And the other way, the other direction, the only thing you can come to in the other direction would be this place is this is why they say, oh, it's reincarnation. Every day is the same, but it's not reincarnation. If they wanted to use every day, you're a new creature. Every day is like a, I'm not saying it's reincarnation, but it's what it feels like. But you're moving from your old state to your new state. And what's happening here is, here's what's happening. So when you wake up in the morning, you go to awake. When you say good morning, you're mourning your old identity. So every day you're in a new identity, a new creature. So every morning you're mourning. Every new day you wake up and you mourn and you go to awake, and you're mourning your old person that was yesterday, who don't exist anymore. They're died. And so each day is a new day. So that person yesterday is dead. It don't exist. They're dead. So each day is a new morning, because you mourn the old person. And each day you wake up, you're going to a funeral for a few hours, and you look back, and that's not who you are, and you set new goals every day. And so each day is a new day. Each day is a new experience. Each day is a new identity. And you're not even, that person don't exist anymore who was there yesterday. Hope that makes sense.